In Senegal's remote Kédougou region, a community of chimpanzees has transformed the lives of a group of local men, offering them a path out of dangerous gold mining and into scientific research. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. For Michel Tama Sadiakou, the change came about 15 years ago. Like many young men in Senegal's far southeast, he once worked in informal gold mines known locally as Diora, a perilous livelihood marked by deep tunnels, toxic gases and frequent cave-ins. Today, he is a senior researcher studying one of the world's most unusual chimpanzee populations. Sadiakou is one of five local researchers, most without a high school diploma, working on the Fongoli Savanna Chimpanzee Project, a long-running study founded in 2001 by US primatologist Jill Pruitts. The project focuses on a small community of West African chimpanzees that live not in dense forests, but in the open savanna along Senegal's borders with Mali and Guinea. "It's really a stroke of luck," Sadiakou told AFP. He joined the project in 2009 after seeing researchers pass through his village, despite having never seen a chimpanzee before. Now 37 and a father of four, he describes the apes as his second family. "The Fongoli chimpanzees are globally unique. Females in the group are the only animals known to regularly hunt using tools, fashioning branches into spear-like weapons to kill small primates known as bush babies. The chimps' behavior has reshaped scientific understanding of primate intelligence and adaptation. Each day, the research team tracks one of the group's adult males, recording behavior every 5 minutes, from feeding and vocalizations to social interactions and rhythmic tree beating known as buttress drumming. On one recent morning, a middle-aged chimp named Mike ambled across the savanna, baobab fruit dangling from his mouth, as researchers quietly observed. All four field researchers and the project manager come from the local Bedik and Basari communities, where opportunities are limited and gold mining often becomes the default option. Fellow researcher Nazaire Bonag, 31, said he left the mines after witnessing a fatal accident. "I saw someone go down into the mine and never come back up," he told AFP. "When they pulled him out, he had suffocated. I knew I couldn't continue like that." Kédougou accounts for nearly all of Senegal's gold mining sites, and is among the country's poorest regions, with more than 65% of residents living in poverty. More than 30,000 people work in traditional gold mining nationwide, a number that has grown in recent years amid rising gold prices. The mining boom has brought new threats to the chimpanzees' habitat, including deforestation, water pollution, and the spread of human diseases. Yet the Fongoli chimps, now numbering about 35, have demonstrated remarkable resilience. Pruitts's research has documented their unique adaptations to extreme heat, including soaking in natural pools, resting in caves and remaining calm around fire. Scientists believe these behaviors may offer clues about early human ancestors who lived in similar savanna environments millions of years ago. Dondo Johnny Kante, the project's manager, says employing local researchers has helped foster community support for conservation. "When people from here are involved, the community takes an interest," he said. "With time, this can help protect the chimpanzees and ensure their survival." For men like Sadiakou, the project has done more than advance science, it has rewritten the course of their lives. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.